This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, October 15th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Fusion centers were supposed to help federal crime fighters find and prosecute terrorists, but most of the money has been wasted, and some of the resources have been more than wasted. Julian Sanchez, a research fellow at the Cato Institute, comments.
Fusion centers are state, local, federal collaborations, information sharing hubs that Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has described as a centerpiece of our counterterrorism strategy. Other top Homeland Security officials have called them a proven and vital tool and a critical source of threat information. But a new bipartisan report from the Senate that is the result of a two-year investigation has come to the conclusion that all along, Homeland Security officials have had every reason to know that that is false, that these fusion centers, these information sharing hubs, have in fact been essentially useless, that they have clogged the arteries of our intelligence information centers with overwhelmingly useless data, and this at a cost to the federal government of anywhere between $289 million and $1.4 billion. The reason they don't know, by the way, is that they produced multiple estimates, so they were unable even to get a consensus estimate of the amount of money spent. Worse than that, they were unable to accurately determine how many fusion centers there are. For years, the Department of Homeland Security has been saying that there are 77 fusion centers nationally. It turns out, according to the Senate's investigation, that they were only able to identify 68. Unsurprisingly, with the level of accountability that this indicates, there has not been a great deal of useful information coming out of it. One top DHS official described the information they were producing as a load of crap. Most of it was unrelated in any way to terrorism, even though the terrorism function was the reason it was getting money from the Department of Homeland Security, from the federal government. Instead, they got a lot of reports concerning drug smuggling, illegal immigration, gang activity, according to one estimate, about 85% of the reports that were produced by these fusion centers contained no information of any benefit to anybody. That's of the reports that were actually produced. It seems like about a third of the reports that were initially drafted had to be killed because either they contained nothing of any use at all, or in many cases contained information about innocent First Amendment activities that would have violated the Privacy Act to circulate in the federal government, because law enforcement agencies are not supposed to keep databases about the non-criminal political activity of American citizens. So the other fusion centers, that is outside three states, Texas, Arizona, and California, most fusion centers just didn't produce any reports at all, or very few. So what were they doing with these funds? Well, maybe unsurprisingly, when you task 68 or 77 collaborative information sharing hubs with a counterterrorism mission, and there just aren't that many terrorists to track in the United States, money gets spent in other ways. So, for example, a San Diego fusion center spent about $75,000 on 55 flat-screen televisions. In theory, these were going to be used as part of a counterterrorism training program, but then the fusion center decided not to go ahead with that training program, and so instead those 55 flat-screen televisions are being used to display calendars in the lobby and to watch cable news. The same fusion center bought 110 computers for a staff of 80 people. When the Senate asked about this, they were told that, in fact, some of those computers had been given to other local agencies for their own purposes. This seems to have been a pattern. There was a Cleveland fusion center that bought about $15,000 worth of laptops that the Senate discovered had been transferred to the local medical examiner's office because they needed laptops. Other fusion centers spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on Chevy Tahoes. The clue that there's something wrong here should be that fusion centers are supposed to be information sharing and analytic entities, not investigative law enforcement entities. Similarly, several fusion centers bought high-tech surveillance toys, shirt button mini cameras, and other surveillance tools, which again, a fusion center would have no legitimate purpose for. But there was a lot of federal money flowing out, obviously without much accountability. And it's clear that Homeland Security officials had to know that they were not getting useful information in return for the money that they were doling out, because in 2010, DHS did produce a report that found this. This is right around the same time Congress appears to have begun this two-year investigation. But then Homeland Security essentially hid this report from Congress. When senators got wind of it, they denied its existence initially, and then later refused to share it, and then finally handed it over, and it became clear that that they had known, even as they were saying, this is a vital tool, that it was not producing any valuable information, at least not for a counterterrorism mission.
Now, you note the cost, which in the grand scheme of the federal budget isn't that much, but the other side of this is that not only is this money being wasted, but by creating perhaps false leads or information that may seem useful but then isn't useful, it's actively damaging because it's wasting the resources of agents that should be following up on real things.
Yeah, the Senate concluded that beyond being useless, these fusion centers may have actually hindered the counterterrorism mission by producing false, misleading, outdated information that then had to be processed. I mean, again, even if, as was often the case, reports were just regurgitating information that had already been published in local newspapers, someone has to process that information. That's time an analyst is not spending on more valuable projects. To the extent there was any useful information coming out of these fusion centers, it appears to have been duplicative of a much more efficient information sharing protocol set up at the National Counterterrorism Center. So essentially, you're just wasting the valuable time of people who could be doing things to actually advance either a counterterrorism mission or other security goals. We also know that a lot of potentially distracting false leads were produced here. We have at least one case where, ironically, it was cited as a success story for fusion centers, proof of how valuable they were, a report concerning a supposed Russian cyber attack on a water pump in Illinois. It later turned out that the water pump had broken, and what they thought was a cyber attack was an employee who had logged in from vacation. There was a case where they falsely provided intelligence that Jared Loughner, the shooter of Gabrielle Giffords, had been affiliated with an anti-Semitic militia group. There was a notorious report from a couple of years ago out of a Missouri fusion center suggesting that libertarians and Ron Paul supporters were likely to be associated with violent extremist militia groups, and that an individual flying a Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag should be taken as a sign that they may be affiliated with such violent groups.
Now, when I spoke with David Ritgers about this same subject of fusion centers, one of the big concerns that he raised was, as you point out, a lot of false leads are being created, but the checks that go into, for example, your FBI file, there are checks within that process. With the fusion centers, his estimation was that what stands in the way of false information getting into some file relating directly to an individual, actually information that would otherwise go into a file relating to maybe some of your activity, just there's no checks or few checks on that. Relatively.
Yeah, it's clear that there was a lot of bad information that wasn't very well vetted coming through. Finally, in 2009, they do appear to have instituted a somewhat laborious review process because so much information that was either useless or of more concern legally to the supervisors would have violated the Privacy Act if it had been circulated, was coming through. And so that was a process that slowed down somewhat the flow of information, which would be a problem if any of that information were valuable, but it doesn't seem to be the case. Also, in terms of accountability, there were plenty of officials producing numerous, again, entirely useless reports. Again, it seems to really have been fusion centers in three states that were producing the large majority of reports. The Other fusion centers really were not doing much at all.
And that ultimately, that may be a good thing.
This is a case where actually just burning the money may have been the better contributor to America's security, because the useless information was in fact just wasting time, resources, and causing people to follow up on false leads. But it appears that the individuals who were producing a high volume of these useless reports were never disciplined or subjected to further training. This is another problem. It seems like Fusion Center employees basically got a one-week training program and were then expected to know how to act as effectively intelligence analysts, which, as the Senate report makes clear, doesn't seem to have been true. Now, in the grand scheme of things, even $1.4 billion, if that's the amount the federal government has spent in grants to these fusion centers, is a drop in the bucket of a vast intelligence apparatus totaling tens of billion dollars, and security spending probably totaling hundreds of billions of dollars. But I think we should stop and ask, if it's the case that for almost a decade we consistently heard stated as fact that these were a vital part of the counterterrorism mission that was producing valuable and crucial information, and that all along this was clearly utterly false, and the spending that was being directed at these centers was clearly being wasted. Why should we be more confident about the even more secret intelligence programs and security programs when we get the same reassurances about their essential nature? We know we heard exactly the same thing about President Bush's warrantless wiretap program, that it was absolutely vital, that it was saving lives. And then in 2009, when belatedly the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community tried to do an assessment of that wiretap program, they confirmed, as press reports had suggested, that intelligence officials liked being able to do wiretaps more easily, but were pretty hard-pressed to come up with any kind of concrete intelligence successes where this program had played an essential role. It seemed like instead this was a program that had wiretapped a lot of innocent or at least non-terrorist people and had wasted the time of a lot of FBI agents chasing down false leads. And yet, we're told that we need to keep renewing the modern version of the warrantless wiretap program authorized by the FISA Amendments Act of 2008 because it's absolutely essential and we'll be blind and hamstrung without it. It seems as though certainly the officials at these state and local fusion centers have learned that post 9/11, if you say the word security, the government will throw millions of dollars at you and never follow up on whether the claims you're making about the security benefits of these programs are accurate.
Julian Sanchez is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.